కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీయాద్వైత గదాధారి
And now we begin Chapter 8 of the Adi Lila. I offer my respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose desire I have become like a dancing dog, and although I am a fool, I have suddenly taken to the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauda Sundara. I also offer my respectful obeisances unto Nityananda Prabhu, who is always very joyful. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Advaitacharya, who is very merciful, and also to that great personality Gadadhar Pandit, the learned scholar. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srivas Thakur and all other devotees of the Lord. I fall down to offer them respect. I worship their lotus feet. By remembering the lotus feet of the Panchatattva, a dumb man can become a poet, a lame man can cross mountains, and a blind man can see the stars in the sky. The education cultivated by so-called learned scholars who do not believe these statements of Chaitanya Charitamrita is like the tumultuous croaking of frogs. One who does not accept the glories of the Panchatattva, but still makes a show of devotional service to Krishna, can never achieve the mercy of Krishna, nor advance to the ultimate goal. Formerly, kings like Jarasandha, the father-in-law of Kamsa, strictly followed the Vedic rituals, thus worshipping Lord Vishnu. One who does not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly a demon. Similarly, anyone who does not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, the same Supreme Lord, is also to be considered a demon. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that unless people accepted him, they would all be destroyed. Thus, the merciful Lord accepted the sannyas or renounced order. If a person offers obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, even due to accepting him only as an ordinary sannyasi, his material distresses will diminish and he will ultimately get liberation. One who does not show respect unto this merciful Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or does not worship him, should be considered a demon, even if he is very exalted in human society. Therefore I say again, lifting my arms, O fellow human beings, please worship Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda without false arguments. Logicians say, unless one gains understanding through logic and argument, how can one decide upon a worshipable deity? If you are indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply it to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. If one is infested with the 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, despite his endeavor to chant the holy name for many births, he will not get the love of Godhead, which is the ultimate goal of this chanting. By cultivating philosophical knowledge, one can understand his spiritual position and thus be liberated, and by performing sacrifices and pious activities, one can achieve sense gratification in a higher planetary system. But the devotional service of the Lord is so rare that even by executing hundreds and thousands of such sacrifices, one cannot obtain it. If a devotee wants material sense gratification or liberation from the Lord, Krishna immediately delivers it, but pure devotional service he keeps hidden. The great sage Narada said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "My dear Maharaj Yudhishthir, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always ready to help you. He is your master, guru, God, very dear friend, and head of your family. Yet sometimes he agrees to act as your servant or order carrier. You are greatly fortunate, because this relationship is only possible by bhakti yoga. The Lord can give liberation or mukti very easily, but he does not give one bhakti yoga, because by that process he is bound to the devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has freely given this love of Krishna everywhere and anywhere, even to the most fallen, such as Jagai and Madhai. What then to speak of those who are already pious and elevated?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, is fully independent. Therefore, although it is the most confidentially stored benediction, he can distribute love of Godhead to anyone and everyone without consideration. Whether he is offensive or inoffensive, anyone who even now chants Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda is immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy and tears fill his eyes. Simply by talking of Nityananda Prabhu, one awakens his love for Krishna. Thus, all his bodily limbs are agitated by ecstasy, and tears flow from his eyes like the waters of the Ganges. There are offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one does not become ecstatic. As it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "If one's heart does not change, if tears do not flow from his eyes, if his body does not shiver, nor his hairs stand on end as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it should be understood that his heart is as hard as iron. This is due to his offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name." Simply chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offenses vanquishes all sinful activities. Thus, pure devotional service, which is the cause of love of Godhead, becomes manifest. When one's transcendental loving service to the Lord is actually awakened, it generates transformations in the body, such as perspiration, trembling, throbbing of the heart, faltering of the voice, and tears in the eyes. As a result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates and he receives love of Godhead. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name, one very easily achieves transcendental riches. If one chants the exalted holy name of the Lord again and again, and yet his love for the Supreme Lord does not develop, and tears do not appear in his eyes, it is evident that because of his offenses in chanting, the seed of the holy name of Krishna does not sprout. But if one only chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Thus, as soon as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he feels the ecstasy of love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the independent, supreme personality of Godhead, is greatly magnanimous. Unless one worships him, one can never be liberated. Oh, fools, just read Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. as Vyasadev has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Chaitanya Mangal, whose title was changed to Chaitanya Bhagavat. Hearing this book will annihilate all misfortune. By reading Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories or truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. In Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. If even a great atheist hears Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great devotee. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the foodstuffs of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born of her womb. What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in the three worlds who hears it is purified. I fervently appeal to everyone to adopt the method of devotional service given by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, and thus be freed from the miseries of material existence, and ultimately achieve the loving service of the Lord. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Chaitanya Mangal and therein described in all respects the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. He first summarized all the pastimes of the Lord and later described them vividly in detail. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited and unfathomable. Therefore, in describing all those pastimes, the book became voluminous. He saw them to be so extensive that he later felt that some had not been properly described. He ecstatically described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, but the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained untold. The devotees of Vrindavan were all very anxious to hear those pastimes. In Vrindavan, in a great place of pilgrimage under the desire trees, is a golden throne bedecked with jewels. On that throne sits the son of Nanda Maharaj, Sri Govinda Dev, the transcendental Cupid. Varieties of majestic service are rendered to Govinda there. His garments, ornaments, and paraphernalia are all transcendental. In that temple of Govindaji, thousands of servitors always render service to the Lord in devotion. Even with thousands of mouths, one could not describe this service. In that temple, the chief servitor was Sri Haridas Pandit. His qualities and fame are known all over the world. He was gentle, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, grave, sweet in his words, and very sober in his endeavors. He was respectful to everyone and worked for the benefit of all. Diplomacy, envy, and jealousy were unknown to his heart. The 50 qualities of Lord Krishna were all present in his body. In one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifested. However, one who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. Ananta Acharya was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. His body was always absorbed in love of Godhead. He was magnanimous and advanced in all respects. Ananta Acharya was a reservoir of all good qualities. No one can estimate how great he was. Pandit Haridas was his beloved disciple. Pandit Haridas had great faith in Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Therefore, he took great satisfaction in knowing about their pastimes and qualities. He always accepted the good qualities of Vaishnavas and never found fault in them. He engaged his heart and soul only to satisfy the Vaishnavas. He always heard the reading of Sri Chaitanya Mangal, and all the other Vaishnavas used to hear it by his grace. Like the full moon, he illuminated the entire assembly of the Vaishnavas by speaking Chaitanya Mangal, and by the nectar of his qualities, he increased their transcendental bliss. By his causeless mercy, he ordered me to write about the last pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda Goswami, the priest engaged in the service of Lord Govinda in Vrindavan, was a disciple of Kashishvar Goswami. There was no servant more dear to the Govinda deity. Sri Yadavacharya Goswami, a constant associate of Srila Rupa Goswami, was also very enthusiastic in hearing and chanting about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Bhugarbha Goswami, a disciple of Pandit Goswami, was always engaged in topics regarding Lord Chaitanya, knowing nothing else. Among his disciples were Chaitanya Das, who was a priest of the Govinda deity, as well as Mukundananda Chakravati and the great devotee Krishna Das. Among the disciples of Ananta Acharya was Shivananda Chakravarti, in whose heart dwelled constantly Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. In Vrindavan, there were also many other great devotees, all of whom desired to hear the last pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. By their mercy, all these devotees ordered me to write of the last pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of their order only, although I am shameless, I have attempted to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Having received the order of the Vaishnavas, but being anxious within my heart, I went to the temple of Madan Mohan in Vrindavan to ask his permission also. When I visited the temple of Madan Mohan, the priest Goswami Das was serving the feet of the Lord, and I also prayed at the Lord's lotus feet. When I prayed to the Lord for permission, a garland from his neck immediately slipped down. As soon as this happened, the Vaishnavas standing there all loudly chanted, Hari Bol! And the priest, Goswami Das, brought me the garland and put it around my neck. I was greatly pleased to have the garland, signifying the order of the Lord. And then and there, I commenced to write this book. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not my writing, but the dictation of Sri Madan Mohan. My writing is like the repetition of a parrot. As a wooden doll is made to dance by a magician, I write as Madan Gopal orders me to do so. I accept as my family deity Madan Mohan, whose worshippers are Raghunath Das, Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. I took permission from Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur by praying at his lotus feet, and upon receiving his order, I have attempted to write this auspicious literature. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the authorized writer on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Without his mercy, therefore, one cannot describe these pastimes. I am foolish, low-born, and insignificant, and I always desire material enjoyment. Yet, by the order of the Vaishnavas, I am greatly enthusiastic to write this transcendental literature. The lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are my source of strength. Remembering their lotus feet can fulfill all one's desires. praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 8 of the Adi Leela.